Okay, I have to start again. We're starting again from Perek Vav, Mishnah. Mishnah Beis. The four Sfeikos. Arba Sfeikos from Yeshua Mitame Vachachamim Mitaharin. Hatame Oimed. The Erste Zach is Tame Zahmed Mitzor Oimed Tachas Oihel. The Mitzor is in Tachas Oihel Oi Tachsilon the Tar Oiver Derech Sham Safik Naga Safik Lonaga. We do not know if the Tar touched the Mitzor. Oi Safik Heahil Hoil Al Hoilon Al Shneim Vindit Mahatahar. Safik Loi We have a suffix if the tree or the tent was covering both the mitzvah and the ish tohar. Let's say the tohar was oiver, I made the other way around. Pumfakert. The tohar was oimed, was standing stationary. The mitzvah oiver. Perishacher. Okay, that's one interpretation. Now he has another. Perishacher. Okay, that's sheretz v'yecha amprufiha chula. There's a sheretz in the mouth of a chul of a weasel. V'anevela, or nevela b'fiyah kelev, this goes back to the previous parak. Or there's a nevela b'fiyah kelev. Avru bein ha-tahoyrim. And these creatures who are holding onto a sheretz, or a dog holding onto a nevela, pass among people who are tahorim. Oy ha-tahoyrim avru beinehen. Or tahoyrim were passing between the dogs. So what is the halacha? The halacha is Chachamim v'taharim es ha-safik v'chamam v'taharim es im safik naga v'safik loy naga. The Chachamim declare tohar v'taharim im spirit im safik naga v'safik loy naga im nevikoshen l'tum ha-mokon. In all of these cases, the Chachamim declare tohar. Why? Because the tumah does not have a mokon. It has no mokom. In both these places, we do not have an established mokom. Lufi perzem, safik ehel, safik loyel, leko lukma ahach resha. The tami oimed v'tar aver. According to the interpretation, you can learn the first part is going with the tami standing because under it the betumas oyal. Lufi perzem, safik ehel, safik loyel, leko lukma ahach resha. The tami oimed. The tami is oimed v'tar aver. Where the tami is standing. And the Torah is either why the betumas oihel ein chiluk ben yesh mokum l'tama ben ein mokum l'tama kide chuchachnu l'el perakazerik tama. Okay, let's go by tosi chaz v'mishnah. Abos lekas yeshu mitam v'vcham mitamrim. Ketzat hatami oimed. The tami is oimed. The hatohar and the tohar is oiver or hatohar. Oimed, the atame oiver. Okay, now we go to the next case, case number three. Hatoma birshus hayochid, v'tohara birshus harabim. What does that mean? Hatoma birshus hayochid, v'tohara birshus harabim. Can go in chanus, a store. Hapsucha birshus harabim, safik nichnas, safik lo nichnas. Okay, so I do not know if I entered. That's the case of hatoma birshus hayochid. With the harbor Rishos Rabbim, and the question is, did the person who's instead of that, did he enter into the Rishos Hayachid? Chanus Apsuchel Rishos Rabbim, Safik Nichnas, Safik Lo Nichnas, or Tum Rishos Hayachid, Vatar Rishos Rabbim, or the other way around, Tar Rishos Hayachid, the Tum Rishos Rabbim, of a Safik Noga, if Safik Noga, Safik Lo Noga, Safik Ehel, Safik Lo Yel, and we have a Safik in all different situations, Safik Hasit, Safik Lo Hasit. Did you move it? Did you not move it? In all of these cases, we have machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel mitamei, v'chachamim mitaharim. Rabbi Shmuel matamei the savar, savar the savar. He holds savik b'rishus hayochid v'rabim, a savik b'rishus hayochid v'rabim hamishutafim bo. Even though it's a rishus hayochid, but if there are many people who are partners in it, b'osa rishus hayochid as linon, it doesn't matter. U'sfekoy tamei. Rabbanan Savi Basir Rishus Haram Azlin and Sekoi Tor Ve'ein Aloch from Yeshua. There are many Shutab. Let's have this Mishnah. Okay, let's have this Mishnah. Arbo'o Sekos. There are four Sekos. So Yeshua B'tamei V'cham Mevitar. Now we'll do four Sekos. Kesa. Hatamei Oimeid. V'atohor. And the Tohor is Oiver. Hatohor Oimeid. The Tohor is Oimeid. V'atamei Oiver. Atumah b'rishay yachid, v'atumah b'rishay yachid, v'atar b'rishay ram, v'atumah b'rishay yachid, v'atar b'rishay sarabim, or hatahara b'rishay sayachid, v'atumah b'rishay sarabim. And the question is suffering in all these examples. The question is suffik naga suffik loy naga suffik ehel suffik loy ehel suffik this suffik loy ehel suffik loy ehel suffik loy ehel. Want to chaz over the Rav again? It's very confused. I don't know exactly what he was trying to say. Okay, so now we have a basic gist. Now maybe we'll have more clarity. We'll do it another time. You with me?
Yep.
Four sveikos. Rav Yishua mitami. V'chachame mitaharim ketzah. Number one is atami oimed. V'atohar oiver. Ha'atami oimed. Mitzoyra. He is the Tomei. He is Oimed. Tachas Ha'oil. Or Tachas Ha'ilon. The Torah Oiver. And the person who's Torah is passing. So the question is, did he walk into the oil? Did he pass into that oil or not? Did he make contact? Maybe let's not talk. So Torah Oiver. Derech Sham. Safik Noga. Safik Loi Noga. Or Safik He'ehil. Ha'oil al Ha'ilon. Al Shneem. We have a Safik if the tree, when he was walking, did he enter into the oil? There's a tree there.
Yeah.
Is Safik Abinit Mahatar, Safik Loi He'ehil. The tree maybe did not go shelter the person who's tar, but Loi Nitma. Or Shahaya Hatar Oimeid Bamatsa'u all the way around. The Tahar was Oimeid. He's standing stationary underneath a tree. Gesundheit, underneath a tree, or he's standing in the vicinity, and there's a mitzvah that's over. And the question is, did the mitzvah push you? Did he touch you? Or there's a suffix, did he enter the same oil that you were standing? I'm standing there, like he is a bystander. Period. That's the first interpretation. Perush Achla, Perush is when Sylvie over here, going to Perush, we're not dealing with oihel. We're dealing with only touching. And what is the case? The case is a dog is carrying the veila, or a sheretz carrying a chulda is carrying the sheretz. Perush Achla, Kugoyna sheretz, b'fi ha chulda, v'hana veila, b'fi ha kelef, over who is passing bein hatahirim. All your hatahirim avru beinehem. Talking about passing between them. So the question is: Did the sheretz and did the veil make contact with the tahor? So chachamim mitana. That's the case where the tameh is in movement. The tahor. He's now only explaining according to the second parish. He's in the second case. The second case is where the tahor is oimed, and the tameh is in movement. So chachamim mitarim in suffering naga suffering loy naga and maybe goes washing onto the makom. So this is pashat. This case we learned before that whenever tuma is in movement, the chachamim in the previous parak taught us that whenever we have a situation where the tuma does not have a makom, when the tuma is in motion. When tum is in motion, it's a very weak form of tumah. If we are not certain that the tum made contact with tahara, we're going to be lenient. Kiditnan la'el perik hazorik hazorik tumah. Ulufi perik according to interpretation, sofik now according to interpretation, sofik he'ehil, sofik loy ehil. So now he's coming to Issachasha. If the case over here is you have a dog that's in motion, how are we going to make sense of here when it says the end of the Mishnah? The end of the Mishnah goes back on the entire Mishnah. It says Suffolk Heil, Suffolk Loy Heil, Suffolk Hesla, Suffolk Loy Hesed. How are we going to explain these words of the end of the Mishnah going back on the beginning of the Mishnah? How is it going to make sense? So he says as follows: Ulafi, according to. In this interpretation, the dealing over here is dealing with the sheretz b'fi ha'challa. He's dealing with the veil b'fi ha'kelav. L'fi perishem, safik ha'hil, safik lo'hil, leka l'ukma ahach reisha. We cannot establish on the reisha the tamei oimed. In the case where the tamei is oimed, v'tohar oiver. Why? V'betumas oihel, ein chiluk, ben yesh makom l'tuma, ben ein makom l'tuma. When it comes to Tumas Oihel, well, the fee pairs the Sunday of the Loyal, like a look at Ahachresh, the Tommy I made. The issue over here is movement. Like a look at Ahachresh, the Tommy I made. When the Tommy is I made, the Tommy is I made. And the Tommy is I made. But Tumas Oihel, when it comes to Tumas Oihel, the Tumas Oihel, when it comes to Tumas Oihel, Ein chilek ben yesh makom l'tumah ben ein makom l'tumah. What does it mean exactly? It's a very skimol. Ein tzach l'zeh. We don't need this. The subject of Allah koyak kazayis meis b'fi ha'orif. Titzna nami ha'asam g'ayol d'sharetz g'abayol d'sharetz hulda. But l'fi zeh subject of Allah koyak nami ha'ach. I don't know what's going on over here. I think we really need over here. Ain't the filling being Yeshmak with him, I don't know what's going over here. I think we should get the Kahatan. Okay. So let's take from the top. Arbat Seika, Shalom Tumma, there are four Seika Shalom Tumma, Rabbi Shur, Metame, Yocham, Metarim, Metarim, Moisam, Kesar, Kalema, Elu?
Elu,
him, I word the Seika. Number one is how Tumma, I'm Tumma, Zamid. Hainu, Hamet, Sora, Oibe, Tacha, So Oihel. It's the Rambam. Going tachas ilon, a tree shenafa of oisim tachtam oil, a tree, a mitzora is standing under a tree. Number two, v'hatar oiver, b'tzad ilon zeh, and the Torah says, "Zeh v'yesh safik, the safik mo b'tachas ilon le'vid oil." Shomer is a safik, v'yesh safik im avar tachas ilon. If the tohar passes in ilon, v'nitma b'oil, v'nitma b'oil shomer b'hamitzora. Okay, so we have a suffix in Ava Hotachasil, fine. So what is that? That's suffix number one. We have a suffix if the Tohar passed underneath the same oil, or vice versa. Ha Tohar Oime, Tachasil, and Tabi Oibe Rabbi Mitzor Ovar. And the Mitzor is Ovar Tachasil. We have a suffix. They went. If the tamei that was passing through, he went under the same oil as the tar. Maybe did not. Okay, that's pashat. We have a suffix. We have an oil. We have a tahar that's sitting underneath the oil, and we have a suffix if the tamei passed underneath the oil. Did he pass? He passed in the vicinity. We are not sure if the one who's tamei he actually entered the same oil.
So the case is either the guy went underneath the same oil as the Mitzora, or the opposite way around.
Did the Mitzora go underneath the oil? Right. So what, another case. Now a new case.
Three.
Case number three. Hatoma b'rishus hayochid v'tahara b'rishus harabim. Hoy David Tomei hametali b'mago b'maso b'rishus hayochid. In the Rishus Yochel, the same which is Tomer, Tomer which is Tomer, Bemag of Amasam. The Dover Tohor Kayotze Bo Berishus Harabim. The Mokim HaSamuch, Samuch, Lo Oysa Rishus Yochel. The Noga As, here he talks about Zivin in the Raf. Look at this over here. The Noga Adam Tor Be'echad Mehem. There are two different objects, one inside, one outside. And you do not know, did I touch the object inside, or did I touch the object outside? Inside there is an Avela, outside is a piece of Basar Kosher. I did not know that I touched the nevela or that I touched the kosher meat. The nevela is inside and the kosher meat is outside. The naga adam tar be'echa mihem o'inos echa mihem ve'in yodua eze mihem naga o'inos im adavar tamei adavar tar. Okay, new case. Case number three. Tahara b'rishus.
What's number three?
We have two different items. Again, nochamo. Hatom b'rishus ha'yochid v'tar b'rishus ram. They have two different items which look identical.
What does that mean?
A piece of meat.
No.
There's a piece of nevela.
No.
And there's a piece of regular meat, which is not a nevela, which is tar.
Oh, so one's tar, and one's tamay.
One is tar, one is
tamay. We don't know.
And the one that's tamay.
Which one I touched.
And the one that's tamay is indoors, in the Rishos Hayach. And the one that's tar is outdoors, in the Rishos Harabim. Hayodavar tamay and tamay b'rago umasa b'Rishos Hayachit. The object
so
that
you know
is.
So you know where it is.
Yes, you know where it is, but you have an identical object that it's outside in the Rishos Harabim. And you do not know which of the two pieces of meat you touched.
The
Dover Tor Kayotse Bo Rishos Harabim. B'makom HaSamuch Lo'isa Rishos Hayochid. V'noga Adam Tohar Be'echad Mehem. Oinosa Echad Mehem. V'eino Yodea Eze Mehem Noga. Oinosa, you do not know what you touched. You touched the object that's... Im Adavar Tamei Adavar Tohar. Okay, that's case number three. Case Dalit, case number four. Tahara b'rishus hayochid, all the way around. The same exact situation. You have a piece of meat that's in the rishus hayochid, that is tahar, and you have a piece of meat that is in the rishus harabim, that is tamei, and you touch one of them, kolaymar, tahar b'tahar b'rishus hayochid, v'tam b'rishus harabim, kolaymar shahoy yilhep, all the way around. Hadavar ha-tahar b'rishus hayochid, b'samuch loy, Person touched one of these things, so we have four different sfeikas. Got it?
Good.
So how is sfeikas? What is sfeikas? Safik noga bedavar hatame. Safik loy noga, but maybe you did not touch it. Safik heil ilan. Let's go back to the first part of the Mishnah. Alam etzar ve'alatar. Safik loy heil alem. Safik has said you move the klamar nanea to shake. You had to take a stick. I took a stick and I pushed it. The question is, what did I push? Did I push the vartame, which makes me tame, or did I push the vartar, which makes me tar? Nene inasa hatar davartame, savig lo yesi davartame. Bechol hasekas halal in all four cases, Rabbi Yeshua metame, shahol since Rishus Hayachin, Mishutif Boham, since in all of the four different scenarios, there is a Rishus Hayachin. All of the four scenarios, we have a Rishus Hayachin. Shul Rishus Hayachin, Mishutif Boham, Machmir, Rabbi Yeshua metame, Kidin Savik Toma, Rishus Hayachin, Shasekoi Tame. In each one of the four cases, we have a Rishus HaYachid. We have an Oihel, which is a Rishus HaYachid, the tree, right? The tree is a Rishus HaYachid. Or we have the case of where the store, the Chanus, the store. And in the store, there is an object, and I do not know that I touched the object inside, that I touched the object outside. So since in each one of these four cases, there is part of the question, part of the equation includes the existence of a Rishus HaYachid, even though it's not a case where I have the question that did I touch in the Rishus HaYachid. The question is, did I enter the Rishus HaYachid? That's the big difference. Did I enter the Rishus HaYachid? It doesn't matter. Since in some shape and form, in the common denominator of all four cases is that there is a Rishus HaYachid, that is enough according to Yeshua to declare the person and the object in question to be Tamei.
Right.
Shoil since Rishus HaYachid, Meshud HaBachem, Mamachmer, Rabbi Yeshua, Umetamei, Yizmachmer, Kedin, Safek Tov, Rishus HaYachid, Shesveikoi Tamei. Vachachame Metaharin, the Chacham declared in all four cases. Why? Because the Chacham hold Hoyl since the Yeshkan Gam Safik, since there's also a Safik Tum B'Rishos Sarabim, since there is a Safik Tum B'Rishos Sarabim, Lefichoch therefore Yesh Lahog Gidin Safik Tum B'Rishos Sarabim B'Lvad Shes Sveik Oitar. Since there's also the Safik Tum B'Rishos Sarabim, there's also a Safik Tum B'Rishos Sarabim Yesh Lahog Gidin Safik Tum B'Rishos Sarabim B'Lvad Shes Sveik Oitar. Now he learned this Mishnah less perush than what it said in the Rav, because the Rav also gave a new example. The Rav also had an alternative interpretation of the Mishnah. So let's see, Be'arno Mishasin Lufiyah Haramam Tein Perish Hamid Mishasin Saist Even the Rambam, Bram, but, Tam Bram, Tam Machleges, the Shabbos Mishabran Lufi Amiri, Einim Siashay BeInyan Shnei Hasegol Savishonos. The way we explain the Mishnah does not really explain the first two cases. The first two cases, we have a Safik if a Mitzora has entered the Oihel of the Tohar, or the Tohar entered the Oihel of the Mitzora. Because I really told you, I said that the tree is a Rishus HaYachid. So it's something that's not true. A tree that has branches is not called a Rishus HaYachid. So the explanation of Machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua, and the Chachamim, when the question is, do we include in the equation a Rishus HaYachid? That's valid for the second case, Gimel and case Dalet. But that does not explain case Aleph and Beis.
Right.
Biram. Mamachloikis ain't a Messiasha being in Schnee has fakos, so we shine him. Shulim the Bishamalushas are Yachel Rushas Rabbin. El al Oimin, the Oibe person that's stealing, the person that's passing. The Asafik who Imu Ilan El al Schneem Yachel and Loyan. The question here is, did it cast shade? The issue at hand is, did the tree cast shade? Al Schneem Yachad Oiloi. The Omnom Harambam. B'chiburoi mechaleg es abosveikos ein nochnam de rabbam b'chiburoi his mechaleg de fosveikos shen vishnu sen l'shnei sugim yuchadim hakakluvim b'shneim osar hasveikos shetiri chachamim. So he divides the mission into 12 categories. I mean, part of K-12 shnei hasveikos shabereisho hu koirei sofik oimeid v'oiver. Okay, hilchus sabas atoma u'shnei hasveikos Shabbaseifu Kore Safik Shte Rishuyas. Avalatam Shal Safik Oyver Mishuma Sveik Eitar. He does not give the reason. Okay, so Inachnam the Rambam says that he makes it very clear that the first part of the Mishnah is nothing to do with the second part of the Mishnah. Has nothing to do with the second part of the Mishnah according to the Perush of the Rambam. Okay, now let's see what is it. Baram harayvit. So he learns in Chanami, according to the Rabbi, he learns that the Elon is the first part of the Mishnah. In Chanami is going where he was in a Rishus Hayachid. The Tomei was in the Rishus HaYachid, and the Tohar was passing in the Rishus HaRabim. And the question is, did the Tomei that's passing in the Rishus HaRabim enter and brush up against the person who's in the Rishus HaYachid? Haravit, the first gabbar isha shechavana he shatame oimed rishos sayachid vatar oiver with some of the rabbin. Oilahapoch, the ishavig imnoga zigze beze oiloi. The ishmakshim, gamma perisha rambam, gamma perisha raivin, the first shim, which was saying the bidoch machedim, ein a rush or rash, the ein bartanura. Oh, the Bar Tanura. You see, that's the part that we got caught up with. Shepeish Shemevi, Shereish Gam, Shemevi Bereish Gam Peish Rambam, Gam Peish Harash, or is it Peish Harash Bilvad? The idea is to show the Mishnah Chareina. Because obviously, this Mishnah is a very confusing Mishnah. I like to learn the Mishnah like the Rive. The Rive is the beginning of the Mishnah is also the suffix of Rishus Hayochet. So we picked a very hard Mishnah to learn today. This Mishnah obviously is extremely complicated. That's why we have over here the Ravid, we have the Rash, the Bar Tanura, the Rambam, the Ve'iri. There's so many of the commentators who are struggling to understand what exactly this Mishnah means, that Arya Shragi Ruv should have an understanding of the Mishnah when he learns here in the morning before he davens. Okay, so let us review what we have learned.
Yes.
The Mishnah says, there are four Sveikos. Abos Sveikos. Number one is on all of these four Sveikos, Rav Achlegis, Rabbi Yeshua, is Metame, Vachachamim, Metaharin. And the first two is a little bit vague. We don't exactly know what the question is, what the issue is. We don't exactly know. We know the Machkes, but we don't know what the issue is. Kesar. Hatame Oimed. The Tame is standing. Okay, the Tame is standing. And the question is, Vachatohar is Oiver. And the question is, did the Torah make contact with the Tame? Or Hatohar Oimed, the Torah is Oimed is standing, Va Tame Oiver. And we do not know if the Tame make contact with the Torah. So this is going to be Machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it is Tame. According to Chachamim, it's going to be Tar. Hatome Bereshus Hayachid, Vatar Bereshus Rab. And what is Machlokes? We don't really know. We have many Perushim. What we don't really have a clarity. We'll leave it there. We don't have clarity. What exactly is the point of disagreement between Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim? We know it's Machlokes. The Tahar is Oimed, and the Tame is Oimed, or vice versa. Rabbi Yeshua says Tame, and the Chachamim say Tar. And we don't really have clarity as to exactly what is the point of disagreement between the two opinions. Is that fair?
Yes, very.
Now we come to a new case. In this case, we're going to have clarity. Hatoma Bereshus Hayochid. We have a piece of Neveilah that's in the Rishus Hayochid, and we have an identical piece of meat that's Tohar in the Rishus Harabim. V'Tohara Bereshus Harabim. And we do not know which one of these two pieces of meat you made contact with. Yeah?
Yes.
Or vice versa. Tohara Bereshus Hayochid, V'Tohara Bereshus Harabim, Safik Noga, Safik Loi Noga, Safik Heil, Safik Loi Heil. And we have a Safik. We have a Safik. Which one you made contact with, or which one you came into? Let's say you came into the oil. Did I come into the oil? Did I not come into the oil? Safik Heisit, Safik Loi Heisit. In all these cases, Rabbi Yeshua says Tomei, because since part of the equation is, did you enter into the Rishus Hayachid? That is enough to declare Safik Tomei, Rishus Hayachid is Tomei. Vachachomim is Metarin. Good? Okay, now we go on to Mishnah Gimel. Ilan Shua Amir Rishus Hayachid. Elam that's in the Rishus HaRabim, the Tumah b'Soichai, and the Tumah is on the tree. So what does it say? Another Rav says, doesn't say they have a sheretz, right? You have a tree, and on top of the tree, there is a sheretz. Elam Shua Amir Rishus Hayachid, the Tumah b'Soichai, Allah l'Roishai, Allah l'Roishai. Let's say you ascend. Let's say you ascend to the top of the tree. What's the pshat? He's saying an incredible chiddush. He's saying that the top of a tree is called a rishos hayochid, and you have a suffix if you touch it, so maybe it's a suffix to rishos hayochid. Sekoi tamei, hich nisyado luchor sheyesh boituma. New case: there's a hole. There's a hole in the ground, and you stick your hand into the hole in the wall, and you do not know, and there's a tum inside. Suffix noga, suffix lo noga. Sekoi tamei. Why? Because a hole luchor choshe rishos hayochid. Even though you're standing in the rishos harabim, and your hand is extended, came in sin. It's Shabbos. Even when it comes to laws of Shabbos, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so he's saying, you said the laws of Rishos Hayochid are not the same laws of Rishos Hayochid for Tuma. The laws of Rishos Hayochid for Shabbos are not the same laws of Rishos Hayochid for Tuma. Next case. Chanus, a store, shu tamei, a chanus shu tamei, it's tamei, v'basuach l'rishos sarabim, the store is tamei, and it's open to the rishos sarabim, sofik nichnas, sofik loy nichnas, seikoi tor, I do not know if I've entered into the store, tor, chanus shu amir tu v'basuach l'rishos sarabim, v'chavi l'kokova chanus kula kutuma, hamunachas b'rishos sarabim, so we view the entire store to be have a call achanus kulu ketumo hamunachas b'rishos harabim. Uchashem shemcho yosheret b'rishos harabim savig noga boy savig loy noga seikoi tar hochi nami savig nichnas lachanus zeh savig loy nichnas. If you have a doubt if you enter the store, seikoi tar avmcho yoshtei chanuyos achas tar v'achas tamei. Okay, so that's the case. If the store is open into the rishos harabim, chanus shu tamei ubesuch l'rishos harabim savig nichnas savig loy nichnas seikoi tar. Safik noga, safik loy noga, sekoi tar. Because since the store is open to the Rishos Harabim, we view the store to be a chelik of the Rishos Harabim. Good? Yeah. Next case. But let's say we have shtei chanuyos, two stores. And you do not know echot tar v'echot tar. Nichnas li echot mehem. I do not know to which store I went to. So safik l'tamei, safik. La tomei nichnas, sofek la tomei nichnas, sekoi tomei. Good? Sofek la tomei nichnas, sofek la tomei nichnas, sekoi tomei. The avil is sofek tumo, rishos hayochid. You have two stores, and you do not know to which store you went to, we consider it to be a case of sofek tumo, rishos hayochid, sekoi is.
How is this case you said, rishos hayochid? Why is the other one rishos hayochid?
Because there's only one store. And the one store, and the store is open to the Rishos Harabim. We have one store, and the one store is Pasuch to Rishos Harabim, so we view it to be an extension of the Rishos Harabim. But when there are two stores, I don't have to think about the depth of the lumbus, why it's so. Let's chaz the Mishnah, maybe become close. Chaz the Mishnah. Elon, first thing is first. We have a tree, Shu Omed Rishos Harabim, we have two Mabasuch of trees on top of it, on the Lerosho, I ascend to the top of the tree. Ki ha'odam eitz ha'sodeh. Safik noga, safik loy noga, seikoi tamei. Why? Because even though when it comes to Shabbos, a tree is not necessarily a rishos hayachid, but when it comes to those of tumah, the tree is going to be a rishos hayachid. So since you ascended, you touched, the safik was in the rishos hayachid, you were Allah. You ascended the rishos, so that means you're inside, you entered into a domain. Savik noga, safik loy noga, seikoi tamei. Safik tumah, rishos hayachid, safik tamei. Similar case. Hich nisyadeh l'chor, into a hole. So you definitely entered the hole. The only question is, did you make contact in the hole? But you definitely were entered. You definitely entered. You entered. If you entered, that's the only time. Case number 3. Achanus, a store. Shu tamei. The store is tamei. Ufasuach l'rishos harab. And it's open into the street. Safik nichnas, safik loy nichnas. You do not know if you entered. If you do not know, did you enter? Did you not enter? So what is the halacha? What is the halacha? Seikoi tar. Why seikoi tar? Safik nichnas, safik loy nichnas. So Here, the difference is, you have a sort of nichnas. In the previous cases, you definitely were nichnas. The only question was, were you noga? You know what I'm saying? Here, the chiluk?
Yeah.
In the previous two cases, you were definitely nichnas. The only question was, were you noga? In this scenario,
definitely.
The question is, were you even nichnas?
Right.
Question: were you nichnas? But once you're nichnas, you're automatically tamei because the whole mokoyim is tamei. It's an oil. So that's why we're going to be more mako. The reason why we're going to be more mako is because over here the question is: were you even nichnas? If you were definitely nichnas, and the suffix is were you noga? So once you're vaday nichnas, you're in the rishus hayochid. The question is suffix tamei, rishus hayochid tamei. But when the shaila is were you nichnas, then we can be more lenient. Suffix nasav loy nichnas seiko tar. Suffix noga, suffix loy noga. But if the question is did you touch, did you not touch? If you touch suffix noga, suffix loy noga, then it's tar. If you have over here, you have a chanus. Did you touch? Let's see the Rav again. If you have tumi, if you touch, you didn't touch. Just see what says over here, very quickly, that part of the Mishnah. Sofik noga, sofik loy noga, v'yibohoye munach b'chanus dobar ha'vim tamei, b'maga, b'lvad, v'yibohoye munach b'chanus dobar ha'vim tamei, b'maga, b'lvad, sofik noga b'os adam sh'oman b'rishos rab, sofik sofikonus, sofik loy noga b'o, sekotor, v'yibohoye munach b'chanus dobar ha'vim tamei, b'maga, b'lvad, because this thing doesn't make too much sense. See, right away, that's why it bothered me. Okay, so if some of you touched it, something was wrong with that. So it doesn't even explain it. See, someone agarist this. Okay, next. Shtechanuyos, two stores. Okay, if two stores, I do not know which one I enter, then it's going to be a Savik to Mirshu Yachid, but it's going to be Tamei. Alright, good? Is it clear?
Mm-hmm.
Is it clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to stop here. I have to go get a cup of coffee.
Okay, well, we go downstairs after you.